Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, folks. This is Dave Schmidt. I'm your host here again tonight on the Cosmic Connections. This is our September 20th program, and it's a pleasure to be back because I was out of the country for the last couple of weeks. I'm not at liberty to go into all the details of where I was, but there was some good stuff that was developing. We had some work to do with some of the people that were there, and this is also about the potential of developing some other large funds, but it has nothing to do with our currency exchange. So I just want to be clear about that, okay? So, but September 20th, here we are. So tonight I'm going to give a brief update of what I have on the currency exchange. They're on the surface level. There's not a whole lot of stuff, other than a few smaller things. And I want to remind folks, okay, October 7th, 2 weeks from Saturday, workshop in Phoenix. Lots of room. We would love to have you. You go to my website, thecosmicconnections.wordpress.com. It's there that the registration is available, and you can sign up. And remember, folks, if cost is an issue, I offer the scholarship rates. You just need to read through all the instructions that are there. And it's in the workshops that I can share a lot more information. Because on the programs, there's part of me, I'm under what is called a modified non-disclosure about the currency exchange of what I can and can't say. But usually at the workshops, because it's a private audience and I make sure it's not being recorded, I answer any questions that I can. I take everything that's on. And so for what is there? Okay, so now, as we get into the program tonight, those of you that are in the currency exchange, you know, you have a non-disclosure. Well, the non-disclosure is basically about, I don't want you to go out and spreading out, or I don't want it placed on the internet. I don't want you broadcasting it. But you can share it with friends and family who might be interested in coming into the currency exchange. We have lots of room to bring new people in. If they have questions, have them go to my website, and then click on the workshop videos tab, and that's the modified version of what I do in the workshops. There's 6 videos there. They're about half hour to 45 minutes long each, and it explains the whole program of what we're doing, why we're doing this, where all this money is coming from, who controls this world's money supply, what's the purpose of this currency exchange. It's about setting us free from this Khazarian mafia control that we've been under for hundreds of years. And and you can share that with other people. And then if they want to be in the exchange, then all they have to do is basically, you know, send me a request. And then I send them, you know, the forms that they need to fill out. And folks, you can come into this exchange for as little as $62. I explain where this money is coming from, why this is being done, and what it takes to participate. In essence, we call it a currency exchange. It's a private contract. It has nothing to do with the governments. It has nothing to do with the banks. It has nothing to do with what is called the value of the currencies on the open market. It's a private contract. And for $62, you're basically purchasing $1.5 million that is scheduled to pay out at $1.50 a dong. So in essence, for $62, you can end up with $1.5 million. Now, I rounded out, I say, in groups of 5. So you purchased for $310 plus a $2 handling charge, you get to purchase 5 million dong, which will turn into $7.5 million. Now, my brokers have been telling me that they've had all kinds of new funding available, so people are available to be able to expand. If you would like to add 5 million more dong to your holdings and you're already in it, I can add you more. Now, I'm going to say this only here on the program. I'm not going to put it out in the newsletter, but this is still open for anybody. And even if you already have 10 or 15 million dong with me, you can still do another 5 million. You need to send me a request email to through my daveschmidt@msn.com email or the sedonaconnection@msn.com email, any of the emails that are on my website. What's happening is there aren't as many people coming in as the brokers had anticipated, so we get to continue to expand, and we are the ones that get to take the opportunity of that to happen. Now, when in the past, when I had limited it to $5 million, because, see, we just didn't know what was going to be available. Well, some of you that were involved with me early when I was taking in the physical currency, I mean, you turned in 30, 40, 50, some of them 80 to even $100 million to me. So, and when it came to where you were purchasing from me, I limited it to five. So you can continue to go in increments of $5 million at a time as I'm allowed you to do that. So if you recently added, you know, a month ago, 6 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, you can still add again. That's what's happening right now. So just make sure you just send me an email if you want to add up to $5 million more dong to your holding, and the cost will be at $62 a million. So that's the scoop. That's the update that I have. And it's always, always important as much as possible to be able to attend the workshops. Now, on another side note, as you know, I live in Texas, in Grapevine, Texas. In the next couple of months, folks, I'm moving back to Sedona. Sedona was my home. I lived there for 7 years. I started the program there. Then I went to Florida for 3 years. I've now been here in Texas for about a year and a half. At sometime in the next couple of months, I'm moving back to Sedona. Sedona really was my home. I loved Sedona. And as I go back there and I'm going to be in Sedona, then I'll switch my name back to the Sedona Connection versus the Cosmic Connections. I always had used the name the Sedona Connection for all the years I was in Sedona, but when I moved from there, it wasn't really quite appropriate, so I went to the Cosmic Connections. But when I go back to Sedona, I'll be using the name the Sedona Connection again. So, okay, that's all the updates that I have. Now, what in the world is going on here that I want to talk about? I have repeatedly talked about what is called the Neruda interviews, the fifth Neruda interview specifically, and you can find it in PDF format under the resources tab on my website. This interview was so prophetic. It was done almost 25 years ago, and it was the first time that we were being introduced to what he called the coming world, of which there were going to be two versions. One version was going to be called the sovereign integral. That's those of us that are conscious. We are awake. We are working on our consciousness process. Some call it the ascension process. We're spiritually inclined, and we understand that life is about being energetic spiritual beings. That's the true essence of who we are. But it takes work and time to really understand that. And then he said the other version was going to be the transhumanist agenda. And oh my gosh, are we starting to see that unfold so much, you know, in the recent war. It's the advancement of technology that's going to be dominating people's lives. And basically what it does, it robs us of the essence of the soul of who we are, and it locks us into this mechanical world of the third dimension, where we become, you know, again, physical third dimensional beings without the essence of soul contacts or soul essence of our being is what it is. What Neruda says and what I have said and what more and more authors are starting to talk about is the world that we live in is a holographic universe, which means this physical third dimensional world is only a matter of the perceptions that we are presented to us. Quantum physics will tell us the world we live in is holographic. It's not physically real. We just perceive it as that because we've been programmed that way. Our DNA strands that are in touch with that part of it have been disconnected. So we are only perceiving a physical third dimensional world when the reality is the real world we live is far, far beyond that. Now, I've always shared with you the books that I call our life-changing books. And I'm talking about this holographic universe. And so here is the best book on it, The Holographic Universe by Michael Talbot. This is an excellent book that tells you what this world is really like and how we really live in it. As we start understanding and thinking that way, our perception expands, our consciousness expands, our awareness expands, and your life begins to expand. You begin to understand that the world that we live in is not just a physical, you know, third dimensional world. The book that changed my life more than any other was a book, let's see, this is now 2023, that I read 14, 15 years ago. It's this one here. It's called Disappearance of the Universe by Gary Renard. This is a life-changing book. This is the first book that I read where they talked about the fact that the world that you live in is not real. It's not a third-dimensional world. What does that mean? But what it means is as you start processing that, you start moving into becoming the essence of the true spiritual beings of who we really are. And this is a great introductory book that talks about the fact that we live in a holographic universe. Now, there's a number of authors that are very, very good at this. But the one that I think that the recent one that has been the best, he talks about the matrix world that we live in. The holographic universe, he says, is a matrix world. And he says the Matrix movie is a classic example because here you have the matrix world versus the real world that the people are living in. And the matrix world is a false world. And Wes Penry is the author that has been excellent. And it's this book here called The Orion Book. This book is the best book I have seen that describes who we are as spiritual beings with a soul in contact with the God source, however you want to define that. I'll leave it up to you. Now, as I've mentioned to you many, many times, I was a religion major in my undergraduate work, and I was a theology major in my graduate work. And that was 45 years ago. So it's been a 45-year quest to understand this process of who are we? Who are we as energetic spiritual beings? Why are we here on this planet Earth? Why did we come here? What is this world really like that we are involved in? What is it that is the true essence of our relationship with what we would call God and how you want to define that? This is the best book I've had that describes that. Why is this important? Why do I talk about these issues? At the end of the day, what Wes Penry says, if you're going to focus on the matrix world, then you're a slave. You're a slave to the controllers of this world. They have locked you in. They have programmed you. They have disconnected various strands of your DNA where you cannot have the full perception of who we truly are. In the essence of who we are as we were created by God, we were truly multidimensional spiritual beings. And we had 12 strands of DNA, and all these strands were connected. And each of these strands were like broadband, you know, channels of communication, tapping into various parts of the universe, and we were always connected to the full universe. Then this group, led by called the Anunnaki, these ETs came along, and basically totally, they were masters in genetics. And this was happened thousands and thousands of years ago. And they basically created our Homo sapien bodies and entrapped what we call the spiritual soul of our beings, the non-physical parts of us, into these physical bodies, disconnected a number, about 10 of those DNA strands, and left us with nothing but the strands that deal with survival. Now, you go back and look at human history over the last 2,000, 5,000, 10,000 years. Life has always, always, always been primarily and foremost about survival. What does it take to survive? So the consciousness of survival for us was first and foremost, right at the front, whatever it took to survive. Getting food, staying alive, being in wars and battles and conflicts and surviving all the issues, all the, you know, whatever that came at us, the consciousness of survival. And it's been, I would say, in the last maybe 80 to 140 years, we are starting to wake up. And I think what is happening is our DNA strands are starting to be reconnected. And as the DNA strands become reconnected, it's a matter of our choice and our consciousness and our awareness to do the work to make that happen. Now, this work is just that. It's intensive work. It's focused work. It's the process of you believing your thoughts of who you can be and having to reprogram what has been thousands of years of programming. We live, as human beings, we live 95% of our day from the programming of the subconscious mind. That's the habitual mind. So we react habitually. The subconscious mind has been programmed about how we're going to live out our daily lives. And we've been programmed to be in our survival mode. This is the era that we get to wake up. And when we look at this currency exchange, the primary purpose of all these funds being released to you is so that you can be independently wealthy. Excuse me, my nose is itching. You can be independently wealthy. You're no longer a slave to your job, and you can take the time to do the work to reconnect your DNA strands and expand your consciousness as we move back to being the fully conscious, multidimensional beings that we used to be. And in that process, we begin to escape or move beyond this limited, false, holographic matrix world that we are entrapped in now. This is the era for humanity to wake up. This is the era for humanity to change. And the book that really, really describes the full essence of who we are as spiritual beings in our context of our relationship with however we want to call God, the best book that I know of is this one. It's called The Sophia Code by Kaya Ra. The Sophia Code, a master book of how she describes the true essence of who we are, the love affair that God has for us and having created us as human beings, and how we get to move back into that essence. Now, as we go back to the Neruda interviews, and he talks about this transhumanist world that is developing, this is a world that is developing from those that we would call the cabal, the evil controllers of this world. And he says they may end up putting us into a world as we're moving now that everything is going to be done digitally. We're going to have money is going to be digital currencies. We don't know this for certain. This is only speculation. But if we don't submit and surrender to this world that they're going to place on us, we can find ourselves very limited. We would not have any money. We would have to basically survive on our own, off the grid. We won't be able to be a part of the functioning in the cities, working our jobs, et cetera, and stuff like that. Now, again, please, what I just said there is speculation, but there is that potential that that is what we are moving toward. And here is what I have learned, and I am an absolute, absolute firm believer in. Whatever the holographic matrix, Khazarian mafia, evil controllers of this world throw at us, Spirit, the Holy Spirit, always provides a way for us to rise above it if we're willing to focus and do the work. There's always a means and a way to rise above it. And one of the best means that I have learned is the work that comes out of a gentleman by the name of A.R. Borden. Borden was an absolute master at understanding the holographic world we lived in and how to rise above it. And he developed a process, he and his colleagues, that was called LERM, light-encoded reality matrix. In essence, because they were masters at understanding quantum physics, and because they were masters at understanding in reality, there is nothing that is physical. All it is fast vibrating energy, and that everything of this world is a product of human thought. We create it with our thoughts. It meant that the human mind has an unlimited potential in what it can create. And Borden developed a process of LERM, and that is basically being able to make stuff appear instantly in front of you out of nothing. Jesus was the master at that. And he basically said that you can learn how to do the same things that Jesus did, because he was a master of understanding that this holographic energetic world is not a physical world, and it's only limited by the programming of your mind. Now, subconscious mind has been programmed for thousands of years that we cannot do all this. And Borden and his colleagues had learned that, yes, you can. It's not a simple process. It's going to take a lot of work. But here is the book that I recommend, and it's called Something from Nothing. And what he does, he says you learn to create this energy field within your body, and you're developing this concept of your thoughts in your mind, and then you're basically energizing your body as a high producing energy creation machine, and you're visualizing what you want, and boom, it shows up right in front of you. Borden, in some of his other papers, had told a story about when he and his colleagues went and visited some Tibetan monks. Now, these monks lived in their own world. They were not a part of our holographic world, the third dimensional world that we live in. They lived in their own world, but they were masters at understanding the power of thought. And it says, when it came time to eat, they all sat down at this long table, and all the monks sat on one side, and then Borden and his colleagues sat on the other side. And then when it came time to have lunch, the monks, they just went really quiet, and then all of a sudden, boom, 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 their lunches started showing up for them out of nowhere instantly. When they were done, they just stopped, they smiled. Borden quietly turned to his colleagues, and he says, gentlemen, should we show them? And then all of a sudden, they put themselves into the LERM process, and then boom, boom, boom. Their lunches showed up out of nothing. And these Tibetan monks just were ecstatic. They said, you understand this. We have never, ever met anybody else in our lives that understand this process and how to do this. And that's when Borden shared, and yes, we are the scientists and the physicists that understand what happens in the energetic field and how to make this happen. And he said, this is the time. This is the era that humanity gets to learn how to do this. Now, if we're going to live in this cabal-based, Khazarian Mafia-run world, and they're going to limit our capability, the Holy Spirit provides us a way to rise above it by learning this LERM process to say, you can't limit me in anything. Take away my money, I'll just create my own out of nothing. Take away my food, I'll just create, I will LERM my own food. I will LERM my own clothing. I will LERM my own housing. I will not be a subject and be a slave to your matrix, holographic, fake world. We will learn to do that in a reality and to rise above that. Those are the things that is coming our way. And folks, at the end of the day, that's the real, real purpose of the currency exchange. Now, this isn't going to happen overnight. I think this is a process that's going to go on for some years. It's going to take some years to learn how to do this, but it will take focused, concentrated work to do it. Focused, concentrated work. And if you aren't willing to do the focused, concentrated work, then you're going to end up being a slave to the transhumanist agenda, Khazarian Mafia Matrix world. That's the bottom line, folks. Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, is allowing us the opportunity to rise above whatever the cabal is going to throw at us. So, these are the things that I wanted to share tonight. This is the program that I wanted to share with you and how important it is to understand it. I'm going to share a couple other books that were just really, really awakening books for me. This one here is called Anna, the Grandmother of Jesus. Anna was Jesus's grandmother, and she was a master. She had learned the master, what was called cellular reproduction. And it was not an easy task, but in essence, she didn't age. She ended up living to be almost 600 years old. And until she shut down the cellular regeneration process in the last 40 years of her life, she had lived over 500 years and always had a youthful appearance of being about maybe, you know, 40 to 50 years old. She never aged beyond that. She used the power of her mind, the power of her thoughts, totally reprogrammed herself to say, I am the master of my life. I am not subject to this cabal-based Khazarian mafia world that it predicts to me what I can and cannot do with my body. And it was called cellular reproduction. Now, it was not a simple process. She would have to go through this about once every 60 to 70 years. And it was intensive, hard work, focused work, but she did it. She was able to do it. And then this book is one that has just come out in the last 5 to 6 years, and it's called Jesus, My Autobiography. Now, why am I bringing this up? Now, for the people out there that are evangelical Christians, it's important to understand that the Bible doesn't really give us the true history and the theology and the thinking of Jesus. It only tells his story because the Gospels were written decades after, you know, basically he lived, by people that never even knew him. The Bible predominantly presents the theology of the Apostle Paul, not the theology of Jesus. And so in his autobiography, he says, this is the first time, and he's using a channeled source by a lady that's very, very trustworthy. Her name is Tina Louise Spaulding. She's written a number of other books, and she becomes the channel through which he tells his true story. And he says, he hasn't really truly been able to come out with this, because if you go back, you know, if you go back 300 or 400 years and he came out with something like this, you would be classified as a heretic by the church and they would kill you. As well as 100 years ago, you'd be classified as a heretic and they would ostracize you. There has never truly been the freedom without huge opposition for him to tell this story. And we finally have come to a point where we can do that, and that is what he has done now. And you will find out who he truly was. He was the master at understanding the true spiritual essence of who he was as a being. And he shares his story here. He shares what he had gone through. And in the Bible, the history of Jesus stops at his resurrection in the book of Acts. And in here, and in Anna, the grandmother book, they tell his story of what he did after his resurrection. His resurrection was a process where his DNA strands had become reconnected, and he moved into what was called his light body status or condition. When he resurrected, it was Thomas who said, is this really you? Are you really there? And he said, Thomas, come, touch me, and you'll find out. He had the full sensations and appearance of being totally physical. His consciousness, the energy vibration of his being had raised to such a high level that he had moved beyond the third dimensional world capability and became what was called moved into his light body. He had the ability to be physical if he wanted to, or he could focus and concentrate and raise his energy and then move into an energetic status where he could teleport himself anywhere he wanted on this planet. it was kind of like he was the ultimate of beam me up Scotty is what he was. Now, the Bible doesn't tell the stories after his resurrection, and the church traditionally hasn't told the stories because basically it challenges their theological positions. But what's happening now is that we're starting to hear the history from other parts of the world after his resurrection that Jesus showed up. There's history in the ancient Chinese that he was in China teaching them how to move into their light body status. He did that in China. He did it in India. He went into South America, and he did it with here in North America with the Hopi Indians. He lived with them for a period of time. Remember, the Native Americans share their history verbally. They have what are called the history purveyors of their tribes. And if you really get in touch with the Hopi Indians, they will tell you the stories of, you know, probably again a little less than 2,000 years ago when Jesus showed up to them and taught them about getting beyond this matrix holographic world and moving into your light body state, a condition of love, the energy of love, the energy vibration of love, the most powerful energy that there is out there in the universe. These books that I've shared with you tonight are life-changing books. These are the books that have had the biggest and most impact on my life going back probably, 13, 14 years. Those books have been the love books of my life for the last 14 years. They've taught me how to think differently, how to deal with things differently. Now, yes, I have my work to do, and I'm just as anybody else. And right now my focus is on making sure I'm administrating everything for all of us in the currency exchange. But after those funds are released, I'm going to continue doing workshops, and then we're going to start working on that material that I just talked about tonight. How do we change our lives? How do we move beyond this holographic, this cabal-controlled, Khazarian Mafia-controlled world and move into becoming light body beings ourselves? We can do that. It's work, but we can do that. Okay? So that's the program tonight that I wanted to share with you folks. And if any of you would like to call in, you want to make some comments, or you have some questions, the call-in number is 515-605-9356. Again, the number is 515-605-9356. And then you press 1 on your touchtone phone, and that lets you know that you would like to come on the air, and I'll be here with you for maybe another minute or so to see if anybody wants to call in and share anything tonight. I want to make sure that I want to go over my notes to make sure I didn't miss anything. Remember, again, October 7th, the workshop in Phoenix, and I have always said the people who attend the workshops are the people that will get paid first. Now, Darling Foster, if I'm breaking up, that's on your end. I'm fine on my end. I don't have anybody else that's telling me that. It might be a part of your internet connection problem issue, okay? So, but also remember, folks, the program is recorded. So I always will send out, you know, like tomorrow or the day after, I'll send out the recorded part of this program. So it's a recorded program, okay? Now, so October 7th in Phoenix. And then 2 weeks later, October 21st, I'm back here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Okay, so we got a caller coming in from area code 360. We'll come up to you. Area 360, you're on the air. What can I help you with?
Hi, Dave. This is Kalish. I just wanted to understand if I just want to sit back and let the money come to me, I'm not going to get anything. I have to do work on my mind.
No. That's not an issue of the currency. The currency exchanges, that's still going to be a normal, legal, you know, third world process exchange of currency. This is how we expand ourselves and what the real purpose of the money is. it's the purpose of the money isn't to make you rich and wealthy in this third dimensional world so you can go and hide and not have to deal with all this crap that the world throws at us. No, it's to learn how to move beyond that and to grow beyond that. So, and that's why I share this other stuff about the importance of the power of thinking and the power of our mind. Because our mind is what creates everything that we experience. Our thoughts create our reality.
I'm in total agreement. I even teach that. So that's not an issue. I'll just keep creating the best thoughts I can.
That's right. But if you want to be able to, again, be a part of the currency exchange, for as little as $62, you can get a million dong, which will turn into $1.5 million that will be sent to you when the funds are released. So.
Yeah, I've already got a couple of those with you, and the power of attorney, et cetera, that I've given you to handle that.
All right. Okay. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. All right. Okay. Yep, bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay. So we have one more person here that showed up, and that's from the area code 918. So you're coming up. Okay. Okay. 918, you're on the air. What can I help you with?
Hey, Brother Dave. This is Ralph from Tulsa. We've talked
yes.
a few times. What's the email we need to send to you to get more dong?
DaveSchmidt@MSN.com. And also, any of the email connections on my website.
I'm sorry, what was it? Dave Schmidt at what?
DaveSchmidt@MSN.com.
Oh, MSN.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what I need to know. Now, since I've already bought two batches of dong from you, I don't have to sign a non-disclosure and all that, do right?
Yes, you will have to sign it. You will have four different forms that you will have to fill out. A non-disclosure form is one of those. Yeah.
Well, I didn't do it on the first two.
Well, then you're fine. No, if you've already turned in the forms, you don't have to do any more. It's just a matter of...
Well, that's what I was feeling. Yeah. I thought that's what you said before. Yeah.
No, you don't have to fill out any more paperwork if you've already done it.
I've already got 10 million with you. So.
Yeah, and you can do another five if you want to.
Well, I'm going to.
Okay.
That's why I want to know the email address.
Yeah, you just send me an email request, okay?
Well, that was my question.
All right.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks a lot.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Good night. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so folks, that's all that I see. That are the people that had called in. Somebody had said, you still have in mind on starting your project in Sedona after the exchange blessing? I don't know yet. It's been so many years we've been going through this process. We'll see. We'll cross that bridge when we get there is what we'll do, okay? Right now, I want to make sure that I'm staying in touch and in process for the exchange to happen. And I am going to be moving back to Sedona in the next couple months because that was always home for me, okay? All right. Anybody else that I don't see anybody else that wants to call in tonight? So I think that we'll call that a program tonight. We've been going about 40 minutes, folks. So I want to thank you, all of us, for joining me tonight. And hopefully we'll see you next week, okay?